Now we have our first news stories, which include how changes to part of the city have given it a cosmopolitan feel. And a Scottish accent brought humiliation for a Tesco shopper. But first, strong support has been revealed for the Western Link between the NDR and the A47.
Hundreds of people responded to Norfolk County Council's 8-week consultation, asking whether the Western Link should be pursued. The public was asked to identify transport issues to the west of Norwich and what they thought could be done to tackle them. Results of the consultation, which ran between May and July, show 1,262 picked the option of a new road linking the NDR to the A47. The second most popular choice to improve existing roads received 398 votes. Rat running, unsuitable roads and slow journey times were identified as the main transport issues for people west of the city. The council made providing a Norwich Western Link one of its three infrastructure priorities in 2016, along with the third river crossing in Great Yarmouth and the Long Stratton bypass.
A swimmer has praised the heroic lifeguards, who saved her after a seizure left her floating face down in the sea 50 metres from the shore. Sarah Barnwell said she began to panic as the current started to drag her out to sea off Lowestoft South Beach. The 22-year-old knew she had just moments to raise the alarm, as when her heart races too fast, she has non-epileptic seizures. Her distress signal was spotted by senior lifeguard Nick Ayres, who managed to reach Miss Barnwell as the current dragged her closer to the pier. He said, "When I got out there, she went unconscious and she was face down and I had to pick her up and put her on the board. I thought the worst." His colleagues had called an ambulance and Miss Barnwell was rushed to hospital. She has since revisited the beach to thank the lifeguards and told them, "You saved my life. You are truly heroes."
It is one of the areas of the city centre that has seen the biggest transformations in recent memory. Less than a decade ago, Westgate was one of the busiest one-way traffic routes through the city, with neighbouring streets also laden with cars. Now, the latest feature in the changing face of this part of the centre has been given the City Council's blessing, with plans to build up one side of the street getting committee approval. Norwich City Council's planning committee has voted in favour of building two stories above the parade of shops opposite Tesco, consisting of 9 flats in a car-free development. It is part of an overall scheme for the building, which will see the addition of 69 homes and also make use of the Boar's Head Yard. The development will also include cosmetic changes to the front of the building, which will see the concrete struts replaced with brickwork.
Norfolk has officially recycled 1 million tonnes of waste. It has been announced by the Norfolk Waste Partnership. The county's waste is taken to the materials recycling facility at Cossey, having been collected from people's homes, where the material is checked for quality, sorted by material, and then baled up to be sent on to be recycled. The waste recycled by Norfolk has included materials like paper, cardboard, plastics, glass, steel and aluminium. John Fisher, chairman of the Norfolk Waste Partnership, said, "This is a fantastic achievement by everyone who recycles in Norfolk. As a county, we already have a recycling rate which is above the national average, and with your help we can continue to improve on this. The three key rules when recycling in Norfolk are to rinse your recyclables out, let them dry, and then put them loose into your recycling bin. Nothing in bags, please."
A grandmother has told how her Scottish accent led to her being humiliated in a Tesco store after staff mistook her for another band customer with a similar accent. Eileen McKellar was shopping in the Tesco Express store in Wroxham Road, Norwich, when she was told by two members of staff that she was banned for swearing at staff a month before. The 65-year-old asked staff why they had mistaken her for someone else and was reportedly told, "Because you're Scottish." Mrs. McKellar, who lives in Little Plumstead, said, "I was so humiliated. They called over other assistants, and there were other shoppers all around me as they stood there smirking and telling me I was banned." A Tesco spokesperson said, "We are sorry for the experience Miss McKellar had visiting our Wroxham Road Express. Our store manager has called to apologise directly, and we would be delighted to welcome her back to store."
One of the region's most scenic train lines, which once faced the threat of closure, has marked the 21st anniversary of a partnership which has helped keep it alive. The Bitton Line Community Rail Partnership, CRP, was set up in 1997 to support and promote the line which connects Norwich to iconic Norfolk beauty spots including Wroxham and the Broads, Cromer and Sheringham. Members of the partnership met with Greater Anglia representatives at Norwich Railway Station to celebrate the success of the line, which has seen passenger journeys triple from around 200,000 a year in 1997 to more than 680,000 a year.
Now we have letters to the evening news.